A council in England is planning to spend £10,000 sending texts to 500 people who are fat. These people will be sent texts like, use the stairs more, eat fruit and veg, keep a check on snacks and drinks. It'll be sent out over 10 weeks by Stoke-on-Trent Council for people trying to lose weight. Writer Emma Wolfe with us this morning. Morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Andrew Dougal from the Northern Ireland Chest, Heart and Stroke Association. Morning, Andrew.
Morning, Stephen.
Sending texts to fat people. Now, I saw you the other day, Mr. Dougal. I see that you've lost a little bit of weight, quite a lot of weight, actually. Well done. But sending texts to fat people, telling them to walk the stairs.
Well, if it's positive, if it's encouraging, we don't want people to be hectored or browbeaten. We want a supportive, encouraging message to be sent, because we all need support as we struggle with our battle with our weight. And it is very important that the council do this in an empathetic way, that they do understand the difficulties that people have. And, you know, I don't like the use of the imperative voice, say, do this, do that, do the other thing. It is best if you eat more fresh fruit and vegetables. How much fresh fruit and vegetables are you going to get in today? Those sorts of things. How much are you going to reduce your sugar and your fat?
Emma?
I honestly cannot believe what I've just heard. And I thought this was a joke when I heard about this story. I can tell you without a shred of doubt that this will not be effective. Not only is it limited, very short term, 500 people, but the most powerful indicator in terms of health and living a healthy lifestyle is personal motivation. We are completely infantilizing people who are obese. And, I mean, if you really think that someone is going to choose a carrot instead of a hamburger because they've just received a text message, or that they're going to put on their trainers and go for a run because they've just received a text message, you are having a laugh. It is an absolute... Losing weight,
it's cost
or
them 10
having
grand
a more healthy lifestyle, is about making healthy choices throughout your daily life, and it's about personal motivation.
Well, I'm sorry the contributor is so dogmatic in her view. It is important that people are motivated. The motivation comes from within. But people also benefit from motivation from others and from people in the same situation. And I would contend that it is important that we all strive together to encourage people, not to dictate to people, but to encourage people and to support people. And of course, the motivation comes from within. And there are all sorts. There's a huge range of techniques which will work with some people and will not work with others. But
Andrew, what next?
Everybody has the full range of those weapons to combat their overweight problem.
But what next? Are you going to have supermarket monitors that go around the supermarket with people? Are you going to have fridge monitors that live in their home and say, don't eat that, don't eat this? You know what really worries me is that you're sending messages like this to adults who may well probably have children. How can these adults give children a healthy example when they're relying on the old text message to tell them to take the stairs?
The text messages are only one weapon in the armory of helping those people. Empower the adults who will in turn, by their example, will empower their siblings and their children. It really is important that we use everything possible, and that social media is something that a lot of people rely on, and we must make use of every medium in order to get the message across, in order to encourage and motivate people further. Motivation comes from within, but they need motivation from other
people
who are overweight.
Of course, if it was a healthy eating program that you were enrolling them on, but 10 weeks for a few hundred people, they're not going to lose any weight, and those are not going to be long-term changes. And they're text messages, for goodness sake.
I would suggest
that the council has an evaluation of this as a pilot study and let us learn from that.
Yeah.
You're speaking perhaps without the research backup that's necessary. This could act as a test bed. This could act as a pilot study which could point the way forward, which could help us improve such a programme, or maybe look to other programmes. But let's try it out as a pilot study and see if it is effective.
But Andrew, for someone to be fat in the first place, they've probably gone through lots of different diets, lots of different failures. Certainly I can speak. I've been spending 30 years of my 40-year life so far trying to beat this. I can't crack it. I'm getting fatter and fatter. Are you seriously saying, Andrew, that you believe, that you think, that get the text message to tell you to walk up the stairs could make any difference whatsoever?
text message isn't the be all and end all.
It is
one of a range of assistance that people can benefit from. And some people will benefit, some people will not. It depends on the personality of the individual and the style of motivation of the individual. But some people, especially people who live alone, could benefit from this. They know there's somebody there encouraging them. They know, and I would urge the council also maybe to have a weekly session where those people participating could come together and share their experience.
Look, if you can get people participating and taking responsibility for their own life, that's great. But I would spend this £10,000 going into schools and talking to children, because look, Stephen's just said that he's spent 30 of his 40 years, so presumably from being quite a young child or a teenager,
yes,
you've struggled with your weight. Well, yeah, that is the sad thing, that overweight children become overweight adults, and I honestly speak from a position of empathy. I think it's a terrible, terrible thing that children are, you know, that we're having to send text messages to overweight adults. This is, of course it's not going to work. Do you think they haven't tried? Do you think they haven't tried to lose weight? Do you think they don't look in the mirror and know they're overweight?
Where's your statistical, where's your research evidence, madam? It's not
my research evidence. It's A, from my own life, and B, from writing books about the whole body image.
Maybe you write in the British Medical Journal and you might be taken seriously.
Sorry, I'm not a doctor.
Well, you know, I think it's important that we look at the medical research, that we see what motivates people. Psychosocial efforts are very, very complex, and they vary from individual to individual. So everything must be tried to motivate people, and especially people who live alone, who
I
are
will be
isolated.
I'm fascinated to see the outcomes of this text message program.
Yes,
would it help?
I can't be overheard with you.
Would it help you, Andrew?
I think it does. I think people commenting, like you commented on me having lost some weight, that this is a motivation to me to continue. And you are speaking to me down the radio, a text message is the same. I think it is important that we are reminded all the time, because temptation is there all the time, mm-hmm. to veer away from cutting down on the fat and the sugar. And I have to say that we in Northern Ireland, Chest, Heart and Stroke, we do work in the schools. We work with adults as well, but we work in the schools because that's where the greatest benefit can be achieved in terms of weight loss, in terms of reducing the risk factors.
I honestly don't know what I'm going to do. It's not funny anymore. Like, I used to try to laugh it off, but it's just not funny anymore. I've no idea. I'll tell you right now, the only way I think I'm going to lose weight is to be locked up somewhere. Honestly. I cannot crack it.
And what do you think, Stephen? Is it the motivation? Is it the actual moment when you're about to have something that you know is unhealthy? What is it?
I'm completely addicted to an eating pattern that I've followed all my life that I find virtually impossible to break.
I don't think a text message can do that.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. Okay, Emma and Andy, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you. Paul's in Tandragee. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Paul.
I was thinking, as I was saying to the researcher there, you know, I've my mobile phone, you get these text messages from O2 bombarding me all the time with offers and this, that and the other. And I don't know if you're the same with your mobile phone, but I never read them. You know, you see who it comes in from and you just put it to one side. That's what I normally find. Yeah.
Well, you're fat, aren't you?
Oh, I'm overweight. I've 4 stone off now since last year. I've another 3 to go.
And how did you lose it?
Changed my whole perspective of what food meant to me. It took me 36 years to figure that out.
Honestly, I got through yesterday. One day yesterday, it nearly killed me. I had a bowl of soup, and I went up to an Indian last night. My wee favourite Indian on the Lisburn Road, and all I had was chicken, and it nearly killed me. I went home in terrible form, headaches, sugar lows, the heap.
See, you're doing it wrong. And that's, it's not simple, it's not easy, I know that, but I think, you know, they're telling them about spending $10,000. Why are they using text messages? Why don't they create a closed group on Facebook that it's not visible to their friends and family if they're a member on it? So it's not necessarily going to be an embarrassment to them.
Well, thank you very much. Morning to you.